broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
You know what I have a hankering for, guys? I for some reason, all I can think about right now is a rack of ribs at Central Barbecue in Memphis, Tennessee.
Not a bad idea.
Dry rub with some potato salad and baked beans.
You don't like your ribs wet?
Maybe. No, I'm a dry rub guy.
The wetter, the better to me.
That's how I
just want a sandwich.
Woo!
You get a rib sandwich.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I never thought about that.
Hey, how about a McRib sandwich?
Yeah, that is, nope.
What they should bring the McRib back throughout the duration of this coronavirus pandemic.
Nope.
We need some, need some
you're not
comfort
a fan?
Food.
The McRib is a poor excuse for a sandwich. There, I said it.
You are not a fan of meat or meat product that is shaped into
that is artificially shaped to look like ribs? No, thank you.
Well, come on.
See,
what's
the reason I said I've never had it, and I know some people are going to say, if you never had it, so therefore you can't judge it. However, I have had something in high school that looks exactly the same, and it did not impress me. So,
the old mystery meat.
So I'm just going to assume
the lunch lady.
It is just like that.
It is artificially shaped to look like ribs. It's also artificially delicious, and I'm totally okay with that.
Artificially delicious.
This is why I do feel bad for especially folks in like the Deep South, because a lot of, you know, here in New York City, we have food delivered all the time. It's kind of a way of life around here. But in places like Memphis and South Haven, Mississippi, where they have a great Tops barbecue joint, or in Germantown, Tennessee, where you have the commissary, best banana pudding in America, it's hard to do delivery there because by the time the food gets to you, it's just not, you know, you got it. If you're going to order barbecue, you got to eat it right there. It's not good when it's cold.
Or you got to have a place close enough to your house so you can get there. Mm-hmm. We've got a barbecue place within about a 6-minute drive of our house, so that can work. But
We did a book signing at a barbecue joint.
That's the one. That's the one. Smokehouse Barbecue.
You know, we were doing a book signing a couple of weeks later in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and my ink pen still smelled like barbecue sauce.
You know what I love about Smokehouse is they give you the little cup of pickles, and I love to I'll get like just the pulled pork plate and occasionally just get the fork and grab a couple of pickles, then get that with some barbecue in the same bite, and it's fantastic.
By the way, can I just say something? I was at the Chick-fil-A the other day. You know, you can still get the takeout. Do you know that some Chick-fil-A's, at least the one here in New York City, they're serving up? They got a fish sandwich on the menu.
What?
It threw me. My soul was slightly troubled. I think Chick-fil-A needs to stick with the chicken. That's why they call it Chick-fil-A, not fish fillet.
Was it a fried fish sandwich? A grilled fish sandwich?
It was a fried fish sandwich, but it had no tartar sauce and it had pickles.
Well, pickles aren't a bad thing, but
I'm just telling you. Pickles are not a bad thing, but I'm not sure you want pickles on a fish sandwich. And I'm not sure why. You know where Chick-fil-A's downfall? It started when they got rid of the carrot salad.
I don't even remember that.
Yes, I know. I'm an old timer. I remember back in the day, they used to have the coleslaw and they used to have the carrot salad and a pretty good chicken salad sandwich, too. But now they're getting all highfalutin on us.
My favorite item on that menu is that spicy sandwich. I could eat that spicy sandwich 5 times a week.
You know, we were having a conversation. I was having a conversation about this just the other day. I wish they had the spicy chicken strips. You know, it's because everything tastes bland.
That'd be great because Popeyes has that, and I think several places have those.
Mm. Wait, what was the subject? I was taking in a call. I'm sorry.
Were you? Do you not know how to multitask?
I know.
I can hear you working in the background. We were talking about Chick-fil-A serving fish sandwiches now.
Fish sandwich? They're serving fish sandwich?
They're serving Chick-fil-A fish sandwiches here in New York City.
Here's my question to you, though, Avery. Do you trust a fish product from Chick-fil-A, a place that has basically exclusively, at least as far as meat goes, served chicken?
Well, see, I trust Chick-fil-A with almost anything, but I'm not going to eat the fish sandwich. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't go to Chick-fil-A when I'm in the mood for fish. That's the other part of this.
I just don't like fish sandwiches in general either.
Guys, let me jump in here. Welcome to the Todd Stern Show, everybody. Great to have you with us today. Welcome all of our brand new listeners in Little Rock, Arkansas. We're celebrating KARN all week here on the show. We do this for every time we have a brand new affiliate, and we're honored to have you guys with us. If you want to jump in and weigh in on the big stories of the day or whether or not Chick-fil-A should be serving fish, give us a call. We're going to hook you guys up with a great prize package. Our telephone number, toll-free line, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Breaking news out of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has now issued a statewide stay-at-home order. You know, there was a pastor that got arrested down there just yesterday for holding a church service on Sunday. So got to pay attention to that. In New Jersey, a 99-year-old man from Lakewood, New Jersey, got arrested and charged for holding an engagement party at his home. Let me say that again. Lakewood, New Jersey, a 99-year-old man was among a group of people charged for holding an engagement party during a pandemic. And apparently they're all related here. So, I mean, I'm not quite sure what the big deal was. The local prosecutor there, Bradley Billheimer, says his office will prosecute any individual who defies or breaks the law, state of emergency or otherwise. Everyone must respect and follow the law. Are you kidding me? In New York City, do you know what they're doing in New York City right now? They're releasing criminals, violent criminals from prisons. And what are they doing? They're turning around and arresting, quite frankly, law-abiding citizens. 99-year-old man. You're going to charge a 99-year-old man with a crime? I mean, what is wrong with you, New Jersey? Meanwhile, you have Bill de Blasio out there releasing all sorts of horrible people. And that's okay. That's all right. That's happening in California, too. Why do you think people are lining up outside the gun stores? I think the average American citizen understands what's coming down the pike if they don't get this thing squared away really quick, like. I mean, really quick. We are heading towards a very difficult time in this country, and I'm telling you, folks, when the supply lines start to break, and they are going to break if this keeps up. Right now, we're already getting word that hospitals around the country are beginning to lay off workers, like medical personnel, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't have any money to pay anybody. You've got you've got Amazon workers threatening to go out on strike. This is a very precarious time right now. And I know everybody's focused on the virus, as we should be, but you better be paying very close attention to the economy. And I just want to ask, and we've been asking small business owners across the country this question: how long will you be able to stay open? At what point do you have to say, can't do it? That's it. We gave it the old college try, but we're done. Now apparently they're putting student doctors on the front lines. So that's where we're at, folks. And you have the mainstream media out there pretending like this is some sort of a contagion, Mad Max, Hunger Games event. And they're not giving us the facts and information. They're giving us the hysteria. That's what they're doing out there. And woe be to anyone who calls them out. And, you know, Rush, look, I've got to salute Rush Limbaugh here, because yesterday he was talking about the exact same thing we were talking about on this program, about concerns he has that the mainstream media is overhyping the situation. You say, Todd, the president of the United States just yesterday said 250,000 people are going to die. Well, that's what they're projecting it could be, and it could be that bad. But we've been told for weeks now that every hospital in New York City is overflowing, filled to overflowing. That's what they've been telling us. And all it took was a telephone call to find out that, you know what, that a lot of the hospitals around town actually do have beds available. And what happens? The mainstream media, they turned that around. The New York Times attacked this radio program. NBCNews.com attacked this radio program. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you question our narrative? Who do you think you are? Well, I'm just an average American, gun-toting, Bible-clinging son of a Baptist. And I'm one of these guys that thinks, you know what? We need to let people know what the facts are, and we don't need to cause mass hysteria. But I'm telling you, folks, they start letting the bad guys out of jail. The food starts running out. The shelves start to empty. We're going to have problems here, especially in the big cities. All right, look, got to take a break. We will get to your calls coming up, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
Very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
All right, that was President Trump yesterday, waiting to hear what he has to say later today. I do want to go right now, though, to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Congressman Louie Gohmert from the great state of Texas. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Always good to talk to you, Todd. Thank you.
Well, Congressman, want to get your take on what the president had to say yesterday and also check on and see how things are going back in your congressional district.
There's just so much going on, and the bill that was passed last week is hopefully going to provide some help to people that didn't cause the problem and are victims themselves. But that's so many businesses that have got either nobody coming through their doors or they've had to close their doors by order of governor or president. Well, actually, governor here in Texas. But it's a very dangerous time. And the longer we leave things closed, the more danger there is for America getting back on its feet. But at the same time, there are new cases being found on a regular basis. But still, we see that the main, the highest risk, that is people for succumbing to the coronavirus are those who are seniors, especially with pre-existing conditions. So those are the folks we need to be protecting. I was on a conference call with Dr. Fossig this morning, and not a whole lot of new information there. Also a conference call about the loans. There are supposed to be loans available for those businesses that have been impacted. Unfortunately, for our energy industry, you know, as you know, Todd, you talked about it, we became energy independent for the first time in many decades. And yet, with $20 a gallon gas, or oil rather, $20 per barrel of oil, our gas prices have gone down, which is fantastic. But at the same time, that had already put our energy industry, well, the oil and gas industry, in big trouble. And as people that have realistically looked at our economy understand, if we begin to fall back under the power of Middle Eastern nations again, then that spells another trouble all of its own. And as the socialist among us, especially in Washington, don't care, but the fact is, if you start banning oil and gas and get rid of oil and gas industry here in America, our economy plummets to next to nothing. And as Dr. Fossey was asked by another member this morning, I mean, we've got to wonder, you know, at what point do we hurt the economy so badly that we lose Americans because of the poverty and the
And what
downturn.
Was the reaction to that? What was the response? I'm very curious to know the response.
Well, the response was, well, that's why we want to get businesses open as soon as possible, but we just can't do that right now until we see the numbers start leveling out and going down.
I mean, Congressman, you're a straight shooter. You're a straight shooter here. You've got the governor of Virginia saying it's going to be June. You've got, the entire state of Florida just got shut down, and South Florida is not going to reopen until mid-May. I don't think many of those small businesses are going to be able to survive. And, when we just had the director of the CDC on, said that 98% of the people who get this recover. So at what point are they going to – somebody's going to have to make that decision to reopen the government or reopen the business, the country.
Right. Well, and as I've told my friend Sean Hannity, actually the country's a little safer if Congress is not in session. So I'm okay with that not being in session right now, because every day we're in session, we pass new laws and too many of them take
spend a lot of money.
And spend a lot of money. But I was totally against TARP because that ended up rewarding the big banks on Wall Street that brought us to the brink of ruin through their greed and selfishness. This is an economy being hurt by people that are not involved in business. I mean, it's a virus, and Chinese get credit by those that understand what's really gone on, but still it requires a lot of attention. And I mean, we here in East Texas, we've got new cases popping up. We don't have a lot of them, but Todd, what we know is, as I've started out saying, the most at-risk people are our seniors and those with pre-existing conditions, but especially seniors with pre-existing conditions. So if we could just go all out to protect our most vulnerable to this virus, then the chances of fatalities drops immeasurably. I mean, it will be measurable at some point, but so if we protect those, then I go back to what a doctor in Washington told me back the end of January, that, and he was really had a great clairvoyance almost. He says, what we're looking at is basically a flu season where nobody took the flu shot, and we don't have Tamiflu that treats this flu. And that's really a pretty good analysis. The difference is this, it is a bit more contagious, but there were no flu shots that inoculated people to this virus leading up to it. So that has been makes it different.
Congressman,
it goes after the older folks. Yeah,
we're running up on a news break here, Congressman. I wish we could talk longer, but we'll get you back on. I appreciate the info, and I think that's what people are just hungry for, Congressman. They want information so they can make decisions to protect their families. All right, Congressman Louie Gohmert, ladies and gentlemen, 844-747-8868, our number, ToddStearns.com. The website, Laura Trump, coming up next. To the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us, border to border, coast to coast. Hope you guys are doing great wherever you might be. And we would love to hear from you. We want to know what's happening in your communities. Things are changing rapidly. Just a few moments ago, the entire state of Florida went on a stay-at-home lockdown. There are police officers in many states that are enforcing the law, and we want to know what's happening in your communities. And not just, you hate to say the bad news, but we want to hear the good news too, because there are a lot of people out there doing some really amazing things, helping their communities, and we want to be able to share those stories with the rest of the country too, because Lord knows we need some good news around here. Our telephone number, write this down, 844-747-8868, and again, again, celebrating our brand new affiliate in Little Rock, Arkansas, KARN. So if you're listening to us on KARN and you call, make it on the air. We're going to hook you up with a prize package. That's 844-747-8868. Well, one of our listeners on KWAM, the Mighty 990 there in Memphis, Tennessee, sent me one of the most moving Facebook videos I have seen. And it was produced by an incredible restaurant there in the Mid-South, Ronnie Grisanti's Italian Restaurant. And really, it was just, you know, the folks there at the restaurant just thanking people for the incredible kindness that has been showered on them. On the newsmaker line right now is Randy Bellisomo from Ronnie Grisanti's Italian Restaurant. Randy, what an honor to have you on the program today.
Thanks so much, Todd. Thanks for watching our video. And thanks to the viewers who watched it, too.
Well, absolutely. That was really an incredibly moving thing. And I mean, again, telling the story of Martha's and Mary's and Manicotti and Memphis.
That's it. And we have those. And we've been going to social media to share stories that people see so much negative every day. And to be able to share the wonderful things that our extended family of customers and that before this crisis and even new ones during this are doing for each other, it's a joy to share. So we are so grateful, and everybody needs food, and we are glad to provide it to those who are looking to send some happy to other people in this time of too much isolation.
You know, it really is. And Randy, I was on your the Facebook page, and you guys are really coming up with innovative ways to continue to serve, you know, great food to folks. Tell us what you guys are doing.
Our economic model is built on people sitting in this real estate, and we had to change the whole way we did business literally overnight, from a Thursday night at 10 p.m. to a Friday morning when we opened at 11. So we had to shift very quickly to serving pans for 4 to 5 for maybe an average family, 8 to 10 for the office. And that's gone extraordinarily well. Pans of manicotti, lasagna, chicken parmesan, shrimp alfredo, you name it, we can put in a pan. And also in the last week, our chef, Jug Grisani, that we've got these groceries. We have wonderful suppliers that we are so grateful that we have still been able to pay and who still are making deliveries in ways that a food that other people are struggling to find at grocery stores. So we went to the grocery business last week, and we're selling eggs and paper products and ground beef. I've had customers who come in and say they're sick of going to, they've gone to 4 grocery stores and they didn't even want to be in a grocery store in the first place. Because of we're not supposed to be outside, and they get the meat section is empty, the seafood section is empty, and so they can come here and we'll bring it out curbside, and we feel very fortunate to do that. And we really see that if you know anything about the grocery business, you have to do a lot of volume to make money in groceries. This is not a money maker for us. This is a service to the community.
You're just helping the community out, Randy. That's wonderful.
We've been doing this for 110 years, this business. And if we didn't try to stay open and do stuff for Memphis, then shame on us.
Well, I know another restaurant in town is doing something very similar in the downtown area, because they were telling us that a lot of the supermarkets are just having a hard time keeping up and keeping those shelves stocked.
Right. They are, and you have to get there first thing in the morning when the shipments come in. And so we have our grocery list available on Facebook and on our website. And if people want to, and we deliver food for free within 4 miles anyway, but if people would like to tack onto the grocery, that's just a hopefully will make it convenient for people, because everybody's struggling today. People have fear, and if they'd rather stay home, we'll bring it to you and we'll leave it at your doorstep.
And Randy, again, tell our listeners, how long have you guys been in business in the Mid-South?
The Grisani family started in the restaurant business in 1909 on South Main Street in Memphis. And we are here 110 years later, and we don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. But thanks to the wonderful kindness and loyalty of our customers in Memphis.
Well, look, it's all about helping each other out. And Randy, you may not know this, but I, even though I'm living in New York City now, I'm from Memphis, and I recently purchased KWAM, the news talk radio station. And and so we're, I'm going to be moving back once we get out of, you know, once we get out of this quarantine.
Sure. You'll be back.
We're going to be coming to that restaurant because the food looks amazing on the Facebook page.
Oh, but, I'm so glad. Well, I look forward to meeting you in person.
But I want to say this, and our team has your contact information just as a way of sharing and being a part of the community. We want to let people know about what you guys are doing. So we're going to be providing you guys with free advertising on KWAM there in Memphis just so you help get the word out.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So we're going to make that happen.
That's truly an honor. Thank you so much, Todd.
All right. Well, Randy, God bless you, and God bless them. Please tell the staff there how we're just so blessed by the video they put out, and we're going to share that with the rest of the country.
I'll tell everybody. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Randy Bellisomo, ladies and gentlemen, from one of the oldest restaurants in Memphis, Tennessee, Ronnie Grisanti's Italian Restaurant. You see, and poor Caleb and Avery, you were thinking, well, I thought they just serve ribs in Memphis. No, we've got great food.
You got Italian there, too. Do you have Mexican food in Memphis?
We got good Mexican food.
Good. Good to hear.
Terrific Mexican food. But I got to tell you, I'm looking at the meatballs and the manicotti here, and I'm telling you, I think they do a better job making Italian food down in Memphis than they do in New York City.
I'm a big Alfredo fan, and also chicken parmesan I like a lot.
Wow. This is this looks pretty spectacular. Ronnie Grisanti, that's G-R-I-S-A-N-T-I, Ronnie Grisanti's Italian Restaurant. And again, I'm very curious, ladies and gentlemen, are you experiencing the same thing? They're telling us, this is the second restaurant owner in Memphis telling us that the grocery stores are just having a hard time keeping up with the pace. And we have heard that from places here right outside of New York City in the suburbs, where folks are getting up at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning to meet the trucks at the supermarket so they can get their stuff. That's crazy. But it's a lot of people, and now some stores are limiting what folks can actually buy and how many things they can they can take out. So they've got to stop the hoarding. Costco, by the way, this information is just coming in. Costco is limiting the number of people who can come into the store. So it's folks, life is changing. Life is changing. And I sure hope that one day we get to understand why life has changed. I really do. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
This is funny. Forsyth County, Georgia. That's up near WDUN land in Gainesville, Georgia, near beautiful Lake Lanier. Cumming, Georgia, the mayor there in a bit of hot water. He announced just the other day they were going to swear in up to 150 police officers. They only have 18 police officers in the town. 150 police officers. Then they were going to enforce the stay-at-home laws. He was going to suspend all in-dining service, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, there was such a public blowback that the mayor posted an item on the Facebook page just a little while ago. Effective immediately, I have rescinded the social distancing order. So there you go. Cumming, Georgia, Forsyth County, Georgia. All right, let's get to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. A great friend of this program, Laura Trump, joins us. Hi, Laura. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. I am at home, so if you hear dogs barking in the background or kids, you'll know what's going on.
Very good. Well, and I'm at home in Brooklyn, so if you hear sirens or shouting, that's what's going on. So, Laura, again, you know, we were in the throes of the political season when the virus came and sort of upended everything. And you have a terrific column up at FoxNews.com talking about how the Trump campaign team is literally reshaping presidential politics these days.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We feel like in 2016, we sort of changed the game. Donald Trump changed the game in terms of politics in general, how to run for president. And so it's no different now. You know, here we find ourselves in such a unique situation with the coronavirus. We're not able to travel across the country, hold these incredible rallies. Like, you know, we always see the president having all everywhere across this country. We're getting, you know, 60 to 100,000 people RSVP. And then, you know, circuits like me traveling the country, we're not able to do any of that now. So we said, how do we turn everything into a digital platform, which is exactly what we've done right now. We have around 600,000 volunteers all across this country. We have people making calls every single day, engaging with voters everywhere. But we are also holding virtual town halls. So Kayleigh McEnany, our national press secretary, and I held the first one for the Trump campaign last week, and we had around 1 million people tune in to see it. So the great news is that while we cannot come to you all across this country, we're excited that you're coming to us and you're a part of our team, and we want to inform you in terms of what the president is doing with coronavirus, but also let you know how we're still firing on all cylinders at the Trump campaign. And I think if there's ever a time to contrast the president with his potential rival, Joe Biden, it's right now, because Todd, you see every single day the president out there for 2+ hours a day, taking every single question from the media to inform the public about what's going on with the coronavirus, make sure that this country stays safe and the people of this country are safe and healthy. And then you see Joe Biden, who can't even get through an interview without fumbling over his notes and God knows what else. So we're really proud of the way that we're still going at the Trump campaign. And we feel like that as we kind of come out of the coronavirus situation and things get back to normal, it will just mean that that many more people want to be a part of Trump rallies. But maybe this is something, the digital platform, that sticks around a little longer. And maybe it's how we do things going forward as well.
Kayleigh, I'm sorry, Laura. I don't know how the president does it. He has the patience of Job dealing with the White House press corps every single day. And you're right. He answers every question. CNN, you know, they've been complaining for months about why the president doesn't hold these kinds of briefings. The president finally does. And now they're complaining that he's holding the briefings. You can't please these people. But Laura, the great story here is the mainstream, or the average American citizen, they finally get to see this. They've got nothing else to do except watch TV. And they realize, holy cow, this is what the president has been having to put up with.
Well, that's true. And let me just say that for any outlet out there that wants to call themselves a news outlet and describe themselves as journalists, to consider not taking these press briefings live to disseminate across the country to the American people at a time of crisis in the midst of a national disaster is completely outrageous, un-American, and rather disgusting, actually. And you're right, Todd. Forever, all they were saying is, why can't we get press briefings? Now it's too much. So you can, of course, never do the right thing for these folks. But I think the good news is, for anybody out there that had any question about how Donald Trump is as a leader, how he would act in the middle of a crisis, people get to see it unfiltered every single day. They're seeing the president out there leading this country, doing an incredible job, his task force doing a great job. And I think a lot of people are saying, you know what? I don't think he could do much better job. You know, this is what he should be doing. And I think many people are very impressed with him.
No, I completely agree. And I think, look, 60% approval rating for how he's handling the crisis. And then when you look at the polling data for the mainstream media, the American people, they know what's going on here. Real quick, Laura, I want you to weigh in on this report out of Breitbart. It looks like Adam Schiff has popped back up again, plans to introduce a 9/11 style commission to go after the president on the coronavirus.
Well, I don't think anyone is surprised. Adam Schiff has been desperate to try and get this president out of office since day one. He's been telling lies about the president and doing everything possible to, you know, get the American people to think anything bad about Donald Trump. The problem is that first it was the Russia collusion hoax, and 2 years, tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money that we had to waste to find out that we did not collude with Russia from the campaign, and the president did not collude with Russia to win the 2016 election. Then there was the phone call with Ukraine. Of course, the House went forward with impeachment. He was acquitted in the Senate. But while Adam Schiff and these crazies on the left were busy in January still trying to impeach Donald Trump, guess what Donald Trump did? He stopped people coming into this country that were traveling from areas of China that had been affected by the coronavirus. And of course, Joe Biden and all the other Democrats out there said that it was racist and xenophobic and what a bad idea. This president saved an immeasurable number of lives by doing that. So, of course, in the middle of a crisis, the Democrats and Adam Schiff cannot help themselves. They have to continue playing politics because I think they're seeing, Todd, how good Donald Trump is looking to most of America right now. How much, you know, people out there who maybe didn't give Donald Trump a chance are seeing, you know what, he's a great leader. And in a time of crisis, man, is he coming through. I think it makes them really nervous. But, I mean, listen, what do we expect from these people? There's no low that is too low, especially in the time of crisis like this.
And you're absolutely right, Laura. We're going to have to leave it there. We're up against the news break. Look, be safe. And, you know, we look forward to getting back out on the campaign trail one of these days.
You got that right. Anytime. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Laura Trump, ladies and gentlemen, from the Trump 2020 campaign. I agree with her. Any news organization, any American news organization that refuses to carry these coronavirus briefings is un-American. And at that point, they become propagandists for the Chinese. That's all there is to it. By the way, she mentioned the timeline. So we've got this on the website, toddstearns.com. And I would encourage you to go and check this out, folks, because we have it from day one going all the way back to December. We lay it all out there. And what we've gone a step further. We've actually included in this timeline what the Democrats in New York were up to. So while the president and while the White House was telling people, hey, you got to start paying attention, do you know what was happening on March 3rd? Mayor Bill de Blasio was telling people to go out there and live your life. Get out on the town despite the coronavirus. That was on March 3rd. March 2nd. There's no reason why you have to do anything different about you. Just go about your lives. That's what Mayor Bill de Blasio was saying. March 13th, Mayor Bill de Blasio again. We want people to go out and live their lives. We want people to rest assured know that a lot is being done to protect them. So the president is out there doing while all these other folks are yammering. That's what's really going on here, folks. And we're going to call it out. We're going to put all the information out there so you can see it for yourself. You can make your own decisions. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Been a great day. Welcome, everybody, in Little Rock. What an honor to hang out with you. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.